All right, so I'm kind of going through some tenants while I'm waiting to see if anybody comes out to talk or whatever outside this Church of Christ. So they teach that Sunday is the Lord's Day. Oh, they met on the first day of the week. Well, they forget. They love to use that. They met on the first day of the week. Several times in the Bible it says they did. Nowhere does the Bible teach Sunday is the Lord's Day. Even in the book of Revelation, John is not talking about, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. It's clearly talking about the day of the Lord, the terrible day of the Lord that's coming, judgment on the world. And they teach that Sunday's the Lord's Day, and this matters because in Mark 7, Jesus said, for the washing of pots and cups and other such things you do, he called them out, called their worship in vain. And that was just washing of pots and cups and other things they do. Here you got Church of Christ with water baptism. Sunday as the Lord's Day. It's not the Lord's Day. It's not the new Sabbath. I have articles on that at the teaching blog. I'll probably eventually link them right to this testing of Church of Christ because we love our neighbor. How many sins? We've already mentioned 2, 3. How many sins does it take to put you outside the kingdom of God? Willful sins. Adam and Eve, 1. Levitical priests in chapter 10 of Leviticus, 1 sin. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5, 1 sin cost them their lives. So Sunday is the Lord's Day. What this creates, see, here's the big problem with Sunday, Lord's Day. It creates a situation where you feel like you've done the Lord's service on this day. And so the rest of the time, you don't really have to live any certain way and be of the Lord and be about his work and be about his kingdom. And that's the Church of Christ people we've seen. They pretty much go to church and then they live, most of them, not most, everyone I've ever met, hundreds of them, they live much like the world. So Sunday's not the Lord's Day, just another marker against them. Jesus, their sign says, the way, the truth, and the life, but they're not in the truth. They will not get the life. They're not on the way to anything other than man-made false traditions.